It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
7 o'clock, that means it's time for PMI. We have a positive story, a minus story, and something a bit interesting. Guys, who got to pee?
I got to pee.
Josh got to pee.
2 days in a row.
Hey. Oh, that's right. You double pee.
No interruptions today, Jer.
Yeah.
All right.
Rare.
Well, when the temperature drops, most of us Coloradans like to head indoors, especially when the sun goes down, right?
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yes.
It's chilly.
Wow.
But the cold air, which holds less hazy moisture, and longer nights and fewer clouds make winter the ideal time for constellation viewing.
Are you cereal right now?
And this is topical as well, because earlier we talked about how tonight especially is the best time to see the meteor shower, and it was the Geminid meteor shower.
Yep.
And so Colorado, I didn't know this actually, but Colorado has 15 certified international dark sky places.
Ooh.
Dark sky places. How cool is that?
I know one of them's Black Canyon of the Gunnison, right?
It is. Katie,
that's one of my favorites. Look at you knowing your dark sky location.
It's a dark sky place.
Yes, I've seen the stars out there at Black Canyon
of the
Gunnison. They're
gorgeous.
Let me ask you,
is it one of the dark sky places that it's so dark that you can see the star dust of the Milky Way?
Yeah,
that's
it's
so
like that.
Cool.
Like, and it's right there by the painted wall, which is just phenomenal.
Beautiful.
I know one.
What's the other one?
Parker.
Oh, stop.
Not listed on here, but yes.
Oh. Dark places. Oh.
Yeah, so actually, Katie, you were the number two spot. So the Black
Aurora.
Canyon, the Gunnison National Park. Oh, my goodness.
Greeley. We just named spots. We love you all.
No, because those all have, they have light pollution. That has light pollution.
Oh, my bad.
Places are cool, and they actually get groups together to go view the stars. I mean, this is a really big thing as far as constellation viewing.
Jared, do you want to hear the certified places really quickly or
no? Quickly, zip through them.
Yep, well, no, we got Dinosaur National Monument, which on a moonless night.
Yeah, Fruta.
You can see more than 4,000 stars, constellations, and even the International Space Station. Black Canyon of Gunnison National Park. That's
right
another
outside Montrose.
Yeah, and if you want to go to all the way down to Mesa Verde, West Cliff, Silver Cliff, there's a bunch of places you can go to see certified dark places.
That's cool.
And I love that. I'm a huge nerd for space and stars and planets and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So this is really cool. I got to make my way down there sometime to see a certified dark place.
Oh, absolutely. Mesa Verde, those four corners right there,
yes.
The cliff dwellings. I just
beautiful.
Love that.
I haven't been there since a kid, but
The
cliff dwellings are so cool
no
and interesting
light pollution.
To me.
Yeah, to climb around in those things is like unreal
people
to think that people lived there. People climbed up the side of those mountains just
to get
vegetables.
They saw those stars every night.
They did. And they built their city into the side of a mountain.
Amazing.
Like, it's so cool.
It's really neat.
All right, who's got the M?
Okay, I have the M, and this may seem like a positive because Coloradans are putting ornaments on the tree at the top of Manitou Incline. Aww.
Have you guys ever done the Manitou Incline?
Stop it.
No, I want to, though.
You haven't done it?
Really? I've done the Manitou Incline.
Katie's done it like 15
times.
I've done it. I did it once, and that was enough for me.
Yeah, it's very, very hard to do. Like,
it's
not
easy.
You can't
Shoot.
Scoff at that. Like, that takes so much energy. But
I did it
they're
in flip
saying,
flops.
Did you did not?
It takes
you
about 2 hours to get up,
it
and
does.
Then I rolled
really?
Down. I got down in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you can get down quick, but
it's like
that
being in your 50s.
Up. It's like, yeah, it really is.
Gosh.
Just roll down the hill.
That's not what I meant, Katie. Go ahead, keep going.
Oh, that's funny. All right. They're asking you to not put the ornaments on top of the tree on top of Manitou Incline.
Why?
Because you're messing with all of the wildlife out there and actual nature. Like, that's the thing, is when you're hiking, one of the biggest rules is you take out what you bring in. You don't leave anything.
Pack it in, pack it out.
Nothing left behind, right? No trace left behind. And so that is kind of what they're saying here is, we know you think it's cute. We know you think that you're being festive and in the holiday spirit to climb up Manitou Incline and then
put
an ornament. A deer can
the
eat
squirrels.
It.
These
we
are
don't
my nuts.
This is dumb.
These are my nuts.
This is dumb. Put a fence around it. I love, it's dumb that we're thinking about the animals. I like
I like
the ornaments on the tree at the top.
I kind of do too. I'm not going to lie.
It gives you motivation to hike the damn thing so you get to the top and put a star on the tree.
Manitou Incline doesn't need any help being pretty, okay? You can keep your ornaments
like this,
at
though.
Home. No, you
it's
can't.
Cute.
You're messing with nature.
It's like the old gum tree at Elitch's. You visit and you put a piece of gum on the tree. And
okay, that's in the city. This is like
they've
out
in
the wilderness.
Animals have evolved throughout the lifetimes. It'll be okay.
They'll be fine.
They'll evolve. The little ornamental balls? They'll
okay, well, the folks at Colorado Springs are asking you not to put the ornaments on top of the tree.
Here we are.
So
like, do it.
I know.
Birds love tinsel.
So stop. Oh, the minus next week, local radio DJs get thrown in jail for telling people to put ornaments on top of a tree.
It's just one tree.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. But have fun climbing Manitou Incline.
There you go. I have the eye, the interesting. There's a new poll out this morning finding that the average employee feels like they need a proper vacation. Wait for it.
Every week.
Every 110 days.
Oh.
To keep their sanity intact.
That probably checks out.
Yeah.
110 days.
That's like three times a year-ish.
Yeah. And what? They get like 3 weeks of vacation a year, a lot of spots? Right?
Yeah, so we got
roughly.
Yeah, that's about right.
So we're going on vacation next week after next for a while. And yeah, I need it for my sanity.
Same.
I'm going to strangle somebody at this place, you know?
You've been grumpy lately.
Nuh-uh. The average person will leave 5 extra vacation days on the table this year that won't roll over to 2025. I hate that. Don't do that.
I'm trying to use all mine that don't roll over because,
We have two different banks. We have the rollover and the non-rollover. And that's why we're taking 10 days off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, right.
It's funny. I've hit my limit on the amount of vacation time that I can accrue because I'm always here.
Yeah.
So like the last 4 or 5 checks, I was looking at it. I was like, huh, that's not building anymore, my vacation time. So I went to HR and they're like, oh, you've actually hit the max.
Capped out, buddy.
Oh, what the hell? I should have been taking time off then.
Yeah.
So I can re-accrue it, you know?
Well, and you should at least get like a coupon in its place, right?
Get a honey-baked ham or something.
Yes, exactly. You know you're going to love that as a center of your table.
Ding! So anyway, bottom line, take your vacation days, right? They're there for you. Use them. They're for your sanity. And make sure you're taking them at least every 110 days. That's it. That's PMI with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.